Hello, I'm David Lewis, and this is the Ram Ranch Podcast, Philosophy Edition. I am otherwise known as a functionalist, and I'm here today with Pablo Picasso and Sigmund Freud. Hey, now, guys, let's talk about existentialism. How about we?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. Pablo, you want to start it off?
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is something I've been thinking about recently a lot. And apparently a bunch of other people have been too. And that's this school of thought called existentialism. And pretty much the whole idea of it, right, is that, you know, everyone, you know, has a purpose in the world in one way or another. Or they don't, you know, they might not. But the whole idea is that because of that, everyone's kind of responsible for their own choices. You know, you got free will, you know. There's a lot of implications there.
I don't know about that, because like I've been kind of thinking and scheming my own stuff up. I've come up with this idea of ID, ego, and super ego. You may have heard it, may not, but ID kind of refers to the instincts of the human being. You know, these are kind of the things you learn at birth. So like, I don't know, just basic things, you know, like touching something hot or whatever it is. And then ego, you know, talks about reality. You know, those are decision-making components, you know, takes into account like the rules of society and whatnot. And super ego, which talks about kind of morality. So that's controlling things like aggression and all the things, you know, you kind of have to put away when you go into your daily life and society. So like, in that case, you know, you talked about, you know, people being free and all, but they're not really free because of, you know, genetics and instincts that we're really born with and have, you know, no control over.
Well, sure. But I think like, you know, I think that what's been going on recently kind of shows that we're not necessarily bound to that set of rules. You know, I mean, like, at least with my art, right? Like, normally traditional art, it's, you know, very structured. It's very realistic in a lot of cases. And you look at my art and it's a bunch of cubes. Right. Like,
yeah,
you know,
true.
You know, I think especially today, you know, I mean, I think existentialism has kind of fueled this other movement called modernism, which I'm sure, you know, everyone's aware about.
Yeah.
You can break tradition, break established norms, create your own rules. I think I'm an example of that. You know, I think Freud, I think even your theories are an example of that, too. They're breaking from, you know, a lot of traditional thought.
So yeah.
I think they kind of go hand in hand, even though they don't necessarily agree with each other.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right.
Yeah, as a functionalist, I don't know if I agree with modernism, considering I believe we all have a job in society, and we must provide for our society to make it run properly.
But man, screw society. I'm not about that, no.
No. Okay, on to the next topic here. We got a little tension in the studio. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
Anyway. On to the next
one. Stream of consciousness. How do you feel about that?
It's a bunch of, crap, man. It's a bunch of crap. What, you tell me, like, I don't actually have to proofread anything? Just go off the cuff? I mean, who would do that? Just, like, you know, pass
something
off as professional, but really just be doing it in the moment.
I agree, Pablo. I agree.
I mean, I would have no experience with that, you know. You guys definitely wouldn't either.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so last topic, girls nowadays.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right, hey, you didn't mean it like that.
No, I think what's happening today is, you know, it's really beneficial to society, you know. A long time ago, I don't even want to say a long time ago, you know, even a couple of years ago, we kind of saw a woman just as, you know, almost objects in the houses, just needed to, you know, abide by their husband's rules. And nowadays they're becoming, you know, individuals, and they're allowed to kind of break free and, you know, make these own choices, you know, stuff that we literally had just talked about a few minutes ago. You know, men have always kind of had that, you know, ability to think however they want and do whatever they want. And now, you know, it's really good to see that women are breaking out and have that ability to make those choices.
Right. I mean, I guess I can kind of relate to that, you know. I mean, breaking rules and all that. I kind of respect their drive to reestablish some norms. I'm not sure if, you know, David Lewis, the functionalist, everyone has a role in this society, you know, sexist ass.
Yeah.
But you know, I think we're on the same page at least.
Yeah, definitely.
Congrats.
Is that what you have to say to them? Congrats.
Congrats. Great job, woman.
Yeah, I mean, sincerely, let's clap it up for them. Congratulations to women. Congratulations. Anyway, host, anything else left on the agenda?
I think we're done today. Great session.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. Ram Ranch is really coming along.
Yeah, no, I mean, let's face it. We talked about a lot of theories. We talked about, you know, modernism, you know, the modern girl, stream of consciousness.
Existentialism.
Yeah,
functionalism. You know, even my incredible ideas, if I do say so myself, about, you know, ego and
super ego. Yeah, I mean, your ideas are okay.
But,
about penis envy? That's a kind of weird idea.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, I mean, I got some research that I can back that up with. You know, we'll come back next week and you know, I'll talk about that theory on our own. I mean, I could go on for probably 5-10 more minutes about
it. Yeah, really.
Nope. Save it up. Point. Save it.
Yeah, definitely save it. We'll save it.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end it here. It was a great run. Ram Rant Studios, Philosophy Edition. Out.